The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I do a radio show on WayFM, and we talk about faith, family, and fun. The messes of life with some hope stirred in. And you're going to hear some conversations that I had with producer Tom, who's often on the show. At the end of the podcast, we're talking about if hot pretzels can be a breakfast food. I'm dying to have one right now. It's not just my pregnancy. It's the fact that they're the most delicious food ever. But first, we're kicking it off sharing some of the brand new words added to the dictionary. See if you even know what these mean. You need to be informed about the new words in the dictionary. We're trying to keep you up to date. And some of these words, I'm not joking, I've never heard of them before. So Tom and I together are going to figure this out. I'm going to quiz him and you'll learn along. So Tom.
Yeah?
What do you think the word laggy means?
Laggy? This is a new word in the dictionary?
Laggy. I've never heard anyone use it in a sentence, so frankly, I can't.
Well, so like computers lag sometimes, so
yes.
Maybe like he's slowy.
Yes.
You know, is that it? Like,
it's having a delayed or slow response.
What?
He's lag. Like, maybe that means you don't text back fast.
Yeah.
Okay. What
like
about
a slacker?
What about yeet?
Is that a new shoe? The yeets?
No.
Or hey, is it a vegetable? The like beets?
No. It's like people say when they're excited. I've heard like 7-year-olds be like yeet. I know our kids are going to be doing that. Okay, the final one. Do you know what LARP is?
LARP?
Yes.
Doesn't sound good. That's LARP.
LARP.
No, Joy. I can't even think what that would be.
It stands for live action role playing.
Oh.
This is when people dress up like knights or I think people from Lord of the Rings.
Like
and they
medieval fairs.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I do that. And I think this is even stranger. I think they fake fight.
You're LARP.
You're LARPing this weekend. It simply does not feel good to be embarrassed around your friends. And Thursday nights, we have Bible study in my home. My husband's a pastor. And everybody was over last night, and I was trying to put my son to bed upstairs by myself like I should be able to do. But he went on a rampage where he refused to put his diaper on. That battle lasted longer than it should have. And finally, I just put him in his crib without one and said, "Mommy needs 1 second to calm down." I literally walked out of the room for 2 seconds. And when I walked back in, his bed, his sheets, the floor, they were all wet. I'll let you use your imagination as to why, but I freaked out a little bit and I yelled downstairs to my husband, "I need help right now." Basically, all of our friends who were there who are young marrieds with no kids, we are all the birth control that they will ever need. We share life with you every day, and you may have been praying for producer Tom's son. We've been asking you to, and we'll keep you in the loop if you don't know what's going on, but they had a really big doctor's appointment yesterday.
Yeah, so he's 2, and last week he complained of his heart hurting, and he wound up collapsing at daycare. So between emergency room visits and now we went to a cardiologist. So they did an ultrasound of his heart. And the good news, Joy, is they say his heart looks great.
That's what we were praying for.
Yeah.
Everything looks so good.
So,
but we don't have answers still.
We don't have answers. We don't know why he collapsed, which is like, what's going on with that? So anyway, next week he has to wear a heart monitor.
And he's 2 years old.
And he's 2. So the new heart monitors are like stickers. It's just like a sticker that they put in between your chest there.
Technology's magical, thank God.
Yeah, and they're going to have like monitor techs 24/7 watching this.
That's
so if
incredible.
Anything goes wrong, they'll like call like, "Hey, what's he doing?"
I do know from my son that if a sticker goes on his body, it's probably coming off. So do you have a plan of action?
No, because like you said, he's 2. I mean, maybe in the middle of the night before he wakes up, put the sticker on, put a shirt over him, and hopefully he doesn't even know it's there.
If he discovers it, I think everyone in your family should wear a similar looking sticker on their
True.
Chest and be like, "Sorry, this is mandatory for all mankind now. You just have to do it." If you're tired of opening shows on Netflix or on Disney Plus and finding that there's stuff in there you don't really want your kid to see, then you need to check out PureFlix. They are a faith and family-friendly, exclusive movie and TV entertainment platform. They're great for the entire family, and they have so many creative shows. In fact, there's a brand new one called Live and Local that is a show based on Christian radio, and a bunch of our artists, Colton Dixon, Skillet, they're actually in episodes of the show, so you can check that out. They also have things like VeggieTales, which I grew up loving, Bible Man, the Fireproof movie series, God's Not Dead, and they even have brand new movies coming out, like one specifically geared towards the relationship between dads and daughters. If you want to check it out, all you have to do is text PURE, P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to get your 1 week free trial of faith and family entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices. Kids get obsessed with things in a way that not many of us do. My son's favorite restaurant is the Rainforest Cafe. If you've never been, they have animatronic animals, and he thinks they're real. So he's been asking to go, and I said, okay, we'll go in a couple of days. Every time we've gotten in the car, he screams and cries and refuses to get out of his car seat because he wants us to go right then. The only time you're going to find that kind of obsession is if you work with United Faith Mortgage. They are literally obsessed with getting you the best rate possible for your mortgage. In fact, I refinanced with them last year and they treated us like family. It was such a great experience, and that's because it's literally run by family. It's a father and son team, John and Ryan, and someone came to our home to make it convenient to sign the final paperwork. See, they have a direct lender advantage. It means that there's no middleman, and this advantage often allows you to get a better rate. It can save you monthly and lifelong money, and that is what United Faith Mortgage is obsessed with. So go ahead, go to unitedfaithmortgage.com and see that kind of obsession work for you.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Instead of talking about the headlines today and the world's sadness over losing Queen Elizabeth, we're going to go ahead and share some joyful news that might put a smile on your face. A 15-month-old little boy in India was playing outside when he got attacked by a tiger. But the good news is his mom was nearby and jumped in to help, and this mama fought the tiger off with her bare hands. And they both survived and are doing okay. This is proof that adrenaline courses through your body when someone you love is in danger. I mean, if one more kid bites my son at daycare, someone's gonna catch my hands. When the week is coming to a close, you want to go into the weekend with the best attitude. And so we like to play Let's Make Tom Laugh. It's my secret favorite.
It's already happening.
It's my favorite game.
I'm excited because this has been a short week anyway, so already a smile on the face.
Oh, we so need it, though. It was a short week, but it felt long.
It did. Well, next week's going to feel real long.
That's very true. I am going to try first to make Tom laugh. I've not been succeeding lately. And then it's your opportunity to call. And if you succeed in a full-on belly laugh, you win a WFM prize pack. Here we go, Tom. What do you call it when two chips fall in love?
Oh, like potato chips?
Yes.
I don't know, Joy. What do you call it?
A relation dip.
That's good.
I really liked it.
That's funny. Your delivery is getting so good now.
Listen, I used to be so bad that I would mess up the joke and then be like, wait, I don't know. I've had a few weeks of practice. So now it's your turn to try to make Tom laugh. You feeling like you're in a good space?
Oh, yeah. Yep. You got me.
You can totally do it.
What
did Bigfoot say?
I heard smokestack.
I heard Bigfoot.
Can you say it one more time?
He said, you're too young to smoke.
The smokestack? Who's too young to smoke?
Yeah, the big smokestack said the little smokestack. You're too young to smoke.
Oh, I get it.
That's kind of funny.
Oh, my word. I can't believe Tom thought you were talking about Bigfoot.
There was no Bigfoot
in
there.
It would have been better if we had been smarter. It's only a matter of time until we turn into our parents. I loved eating soft pretzels for breakfast growing up. My mom, she said they were a breakfast food. And then as an adult, people thought that was weird. And I figured out that they're more of a fair food. But I'm craving them in the mornings. Maybe it's because I'm pregnant or just I want to go back to my sweet childhood. And I'm trying to convince my husband that soft pretzels can be for breakfast.
They're basically toast's cousin. It's a bread. It's got some salt. You could even pass it as a bagel, depending on where you're from. I'm originally from New Jersey. Pretzels are bagel cousins. You got to twist them and form them, fry them and heat them up.
Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.